From Washington, this is VOA News. Hello, I'm Steve Miller. A British police spokesman said the search and evacuation in Sunbury, located in the southwestern outskirts of the capital of London in Britain, got underway after a significant arrest of an 18-year-old man in the port area of Dover. Deputy Assistant Police Commissioner Neil Basu said the young man was arrested on the suspicion of being concerned in the commission, preparation, or instigation of acts of terrorism.
The threat level remains at critical for the time being, but is under constant review. Military personnel have been drafted in to protect our national infrastructure sites, and that's allowed us to put additional armed police officers out there to carry out patrols and protect the public.
Basu also said investigators were keeping an open mind as to whether more than one person was involved in the attack. About 3,000 leftist activists and migrants marched through central Athens to honor activist rapper Pavlos Fesais, murdered by a neo-Nazi sympathizer 4 years ago, and American Heather Heyer, who was killed last month in Charlottesville, Virginia. Bejan Hamdard has the details.
The protesters marched past the U.S. Embassy on their way to the main offices of extreme-right, anti-immigrant Golden Dawn Party, demanding that the offices shut down and party members jailed. Police wouldn't let the march reach the Golden Dawn headquarters and had some firebombs thrown at them. Police responded with tear gas.
The marchers mostly dispersed, but a small group threw more firebombs outside the police headquarters. Three were detained. Turkey's foreign ministry has summoned Germany's ambassador to protest the country for allowing terror propaganda by Kurdish militants. The ministry said that a festival in Cologne used symbols of the outlaw Kurdish Workers' Party, or PKK. This is VOA News. Local activists say police and soldiers in the Democratic Republic of Congo opened fire on Burundian refugees protesting over a plan to return some to their homeland. At least 36 refugees were reported dead. Matthew Lorotondo reports.
More than 400,000 have fled Burundi in the last 2 years in violence that's killed at least 700 people, according to the UN. It believes crimes against humanity may have been orchestrated there. Burundi's violence was sparked 2 years ago after its president said he would seek a third term in office, a move opponents said was unconstitutional and threatened to upend a 2005 peace deal that ended 12 years of ethnic civil war. Burundi's main opposition group has accused that country's army, along with the youth wing of the ruling party, of aiding the Congolese in Friday's killings.
That was reporter Matthew Lartunda. Australia is insisting that new child protection laws are the greatest crackdown on pedophiles in a generation. Phil Mercer reports.
Australian officials say punishments handed down to pedophiles have been too lax. The government wants them to spend more time behind bars for their crimes and plans to bring in mandatory minimum sentences for convicted child sex offenders. They'd be similar to the automatic prison terms given to terrorists and people smugglers. Officials say the new measures will properly reflect the disgust the community has at those who prey on children. Australian Justice Minister Michael Keenan says the current laws are not strict enough.
I don't think it is as tough as the Australian people assume that it should be. And of those that do go to prison, the most common length of time that they serve is just 6 months.
Phil Mercer for VOA News, Sydney.
The United States has signaled to the European Union's top energy official that it may be willing to re-engage in the Paris Climate Pact. This is despite President Donald Trump's announcement in June that the U.S. would withdraw in order to renegotiate the deal. Miguel Arias Cañete, the European Commissioner for Climate Action and Energy, said that the shift came during a meeting in Montreal. However, White House Press Secretary Sarah Huckabee Sanders tweeted, saying, "Our position on the Paris Agreement has not changed." Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi has said he is prepared to intervene if a referendum held by the nation's Kurdish population results in violence. Al-Abadi told an Iraqi news agency also that the Kurds would be playing with fire by continuing with plans for the referendum, which is scheduled for September 25th in the Kurdish Autonomous Region. From the Washington News Center, I'm Steve Miller.
That's the latest world news from VOA.